Alarm was raised, and soon we were in the very heart of the village of the demons. Bullywiff never spoke, but gave all directions and orders with his hands, and from him I took the meaning that we were to go in groups of two warriors, each pair in a different direction. Herger and I were to attack the nearest of the mud huts, and the others were to attack others. All waited until the groups were stationed outside the huts, and then, with a howl, Bullywiff raised his great sword, Runding, and led the attack. I dashed with Herger into one of the huts, blood pounding in my head, my sword light as a feather in my hands. Verily, I was ready for the mightiest battle of my life. I saw nothing inside. The hut was deserted and barren as well, save for rude beds of straw, so clumsy in their appearance that they seemed more to resemble nests of some animal. Page 208. We dashed outside and attacked the next of these mud huts. Again we found it empty. Verily, all the huts were empty, and the warriors of Bullywiff were sorely vexed and stared one to the next with expression of surprise and astonishment. Then Ecgtheow called to us, and we gathered at one of these huts, larger than any of the others. And here I saw that it was deserted, as they were all deserted, but the interior was not barren. Rather, the floor of the hut was littered with fragile bones, which crunched underfoot like the bones of birds, delicate and frail. I was much surprised at this, and stooped to see the nature of these bones. With a shock I saw the curved line of an eye socket here, a few teeth there. Verily, we stood upon a carpet of the bones of human faces, and for further proofs of this ghastly truth, piled high upon one wall of the hut were the head portions of the human skulls, stacked inverted like so many pottery bowls, but glistening white. I was sick and departed the hut to purge myself. Herger said to me that the Wendal eat of the brains of their victims as a human person might eat eggs or cheese. This is their custom, vile as it is to contemplate such a matter, yet it is true. Page 209. Now another of the warriors called to us, and we entered another hut. Here I saw this. The hut was bare except for a large throne-like chair, carved of a single piece of enormous wood. This chair had a high fanning back, carved into the shape of snakes and demons. At the foot of the chair were littered bones of skulls, and upon the arms of the chair, where its owner might rest his hands, there were blood and remnants of whitish cheesy substance, which was human brain material. The odor of this room was ghastly. Placed all around this chair, there were small pregnant stone carvings, such as I have described before. These carvings formed a circle or perimeter about the chair. Herger said, "This is where she rules," and his voice was low and awed. I was not able to comprehend his meaning and was sick in heart and stomach. I emptied my stomach upon the soil. Herger and Bullywiff and the others were also distressed, though no man purged himself, but rather they took glowing embers from the fire and set the huts aflame. They burned slowly, for they were damp. And thus we climbed up the hill, mounted our horses, and left the region of the Wendal, and departed the desert of dread. Page 210. And all the warriors of Bullywiff were now sad of aspect, for the Wendal had surpassed them in cunning and cleverness, abandoning their lair in anticipation of the attack, and they would count the burning of their dwellings no great loss.